Hare Krishna. Reading from Surrender to Me, an overview of the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 24. Krishna speaking. A person who is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness is sure to attain the spiritual kingdom because of his full contribution to spiritual activities, in which the consummation is absolute and that which is offered is of the same spiritual nature. Comment. Work done in transcendental knowledge and performed as a sacrifice is, along with its results, absolute. Because all work done for Krishna's pleasure produces no karma and is therefore transcendental. Srila Prabhupada explains the sacrifices that will now be described. Srila Prabhupada from Prabhupada's purport. The word Brahma, Brahman, means spiritual. The Lord is spiritual, and the rays of his transcendental body are called Brahma Jyoti, his spiritual effulgence. Everything that exists is situated in that Brahma Jyoti. But when the Jyoti is covered by illusion, Maya, or sense gratification, it is called material. This material veil can be removed at once by Krishna consciousness. Thus, the offering for the sake of Krishna consciousness, the consuming agent of such an offering or contribution, the process of consumption, the contributor, and the results are all combined together, Brahman, or the Absolute Truth. When the mind is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, it is said to be in samadhi, or trance. Anything done in such transcendental consciousness is called yajna, or sacrifice for the Absolute. Continuing with the comment. The contribution, the process of consumption, the contributor, and the results, that was in quotation marks from Prabhupada's report, are all necessary aspects. Excuse me. Or all necessary aspects of any sacrifice. The goal of all the sacrifices and other practices that Krishna will now list is the pleasure of the Absolute Truth, because they all advance the practitioner in transcendental knowledge, the goal of which is devotional service to Krishna. Krishna will state this in text 35, and Srila Prabhupada's purport will further explain it in the next 9 verses, 25 through 33, Krishna will explain that transcendental knowledge is to be obtained through sacrifices, etc. 25. Some yogis perfectly worship the demigods by offering different sacrifices to them, and some of them offer sacrifices in the fire of the Supreme Brahman. Comment. Krishna will later explain that only those who are, quote, less intelligent worship demigods as if they were supreme or independently able to supply life's necessities. Demigods are empowered by Krishna to fulfill a worshipper's desires. Demigod worship will be discussed in more detail in chapter 7 and 9. We can worship the demigods properly by understanding them as agents of Vishnu. Maharaj Bharata, as described in Bhagavatam 5.7, 5-7, provides a proper example of demigod worship. He worshipped the demigods, considering them as part of the universal body of Lord Vishnu, not for material rewards, but to please Lord Vishnu. Next, Krishna explains sacrifices according to one's position in Varnashrama. 26. Some, the unadulterated brahmacharis, sacrifice the hearing process and the senses in the fire of mental control, and others, the regulated householders, sacrifice the objects of the senses in the fire of the senses. Comment. A brahmachari's mind is controlled when he engages it solely in hearing about Krishna. The grihastha performs his sacrifice by restricting sex according to Shastric injunctions. Krishna next discusses Astanga Yoga, 27. Others who are interested in achieving self-realization through control of the mind and senses offer the functions of all the senses and of the life breath as oblations into the fire of the controlled mind. Comment. In the body circulates 10 kinds of air, 5 major and 5 minor. Controlling them controls the mind, which is the point of this verse. Krishna will speak about Astanga Yoga in detail in chapter 6. Verse 28 mentions 4 more yajnas. 28. Having accepted strict vows, some become enlightened by sacrificing their possessions, and others by performing severe austerities, by practicing the yoga of the Eightfold Mysticism, or by studying the Vedas to advance in transcendental knowledge. Comment. All these sacrifices elevate the participants, yet pure Krishna consciousness is far above these yajnas, as Srila Prabhupada reminds us. Quote, Krishna consciousness cannot be attained by any one of the above-mentioned types of sacrifice, but can be attained only by the mercy of the Lord and his bona fide devotee. End quote. Still, these yajnas provide gradual upliftment and can be stepping stones to devotional service. The following verse again speaks of pranayam, yogic breath control, as part of the Astanga Yoga practice. 29. Still others who are inclined to the process of breath restraint to remain in trance practice by offering the movement of the outgoing breath into the incoming and the incoming breath into the outgoing, and thus at last remain in trance, stopping all breathing. Others, curtailing the eating process, offer the outgoing breath into itself as a sacrifice. 30. All these performers who know the meaning of sacrifice become cleansed of sinful reactions, and having tasted the nectar of the results of sacrifice, they advance towards the supreme eternal atmosphere. Comment. In his purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that sacrifices are meant to award sense control and to free the performer from sinful reactions. 31. All best to the Kuru dynasty. Without sacrifice, one can never live happily on this planet or in this life. What then to speak of the next? And 32. All these different types of sacrifice are approved by the Vedas, and all of them are born of different types of work. Knowing them as such, you will become liberated. So we will read this text again, 32, and the comment in the next time we read. Krishna willing, it shall be soon, and Hare Krishna.